Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 169. Why is my willpower so weak? Why is my willpower so weak? But yet, everyone knows you can do anything you set your mind to do. I'll bet that's what people have been telling you all your life. I'll bet it's something you've probably told yourself too. And you know what? It's simply not true. What is willpower? Willpower isn't something you can simply conjure up when you need it. Studies have repeatedly shown that the ability to control one's impulses or to sustain a difficult task over time works like a muscle. In fact, researchers have demonstrated that using our willpower actually zaps us of physical strength, just like using a muscle. Secrets of people who enjoy great health. Surprisingly, I have found that my patients who have been the most successful at transforming their lives haven't relied on willpower at all. Rather, they have engineered their lives so that for most of the day, willpower isn't needed at all. Let me repeat that. For most of the day, willpower isn't needed at all. That's what the most successful people who have the best health are doing. For example, if your home is free of junk food, then you never need your willpower muscle at home to eat right. Likewise, studies show that just wearing a pedometer, just putting the stupid thing on, boosts your total daily exercise by 27% with absolutely no willpower at all that is required. When willpower is needed, like when your coworker brings in donuts or, say, leftover Halloween candy, the willpower muscle is strong and ready to spring into action. The dangers of exhausting your willpower muscle. How is this ruining your life? Well, when you rely on willpower to help you achieve one specific health goal, you're robbing your body of the strength it needs for all sorts of other things that also require willpower. So even if you are able to accomplish the thing upon which you focused your willpower, for example, staying away from pastries when you pick up your morning coffee, for instance, you've made it less likely that you'll have the strength you need to do something else later on, like use the stairs at work instead of the elevator, or focusing on that big work project instead of wasting time on Facebook. So let me give you a tip. Use an accountability device. We can't turn willpower on and off. It's not innate to any of us. Just like a muscle, it must be exercised to get stronger, and it needs time to rest and recover. And just as we have many different muscles in our body that do many different things, we have a lot of different kinds of willpower and need to identify different ways to work out each kind. We can start with food. Not all food, not even a type of food, like those high in unhealthy fats or sugars. Just one specific food that you know you probably shouldn't eat, but like most of us, you do it anyway. Which one? Well, that's completely up to you. But before you decide, I strongly recommend that you start using a food journal or an app to keep track of what you eat over the span of a week or two. Not forever, just a week or two. Studies show that the mere act of recording what you eat increases your chances of maintaining a healthy weight by up to 500%. Let me repeat that. Studies show, and if you want to see the study, I've got the link there on my blog. Studies show that the mere act of recording what you eat increases your chances of maintaining a healthy weight by up to 500%. This journal or app will also help you to better understand what your food choices actually look like. Your food journal or app then becomes your accountability device. The same thing can be done for exercise or anything else that is a struggle for you. Use an accountability device. An accountability device is like putting your willpower muscles on steroids. This accountability device doesn't even have to be a journal, doesn't even have to be an app. It could even be a person, like a physical trainer, personal trainer, or a good friend who's not afraid to tell you the truth. Basically, it could be anything or anyone that keeps you accountable with yourself. As long as you use an accountability device, you won't fatigue your willpower muscle by trying to eat right and exercise every day. Rather, you'll be able to keep your willpower muscle strong for the other challenges in your life, things that probably mean a lot more. So, how do you keep your willpower muscle strong? I'd love to hear from you. Please go on to my blog, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 169. Scroll down to the bottom. Leave your comments. Leave your questions. I'll answer them. And hey, if you like what you've listened to, please sign up for my free weekly newsletter. There you'll find stuff that you can't find anywhere else. And there are many other benefits. It gives you exclusive access to me. And best of all, you won't miss a thing. So sign up now. Hope that you do this soon. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.